Why is animal protein unhealthy? Hey, I'm Jason Chaney, and so that's what we're going to talk about today. This is day five on the lies that the diet industry isn't telling us about protein. So, like I told you before, like, you know, I used to eat a lot of protein, especially animal protein. And in fact, I was eating about 200 to 300 grams a day because I was always under the impression that, hey, you're supposed to eat 1 gram of protein per pound you weigh, so you'll be healthier. And it turned out I was just getting fatter and fatter. And I didn't know why. But this is one of the things that did help me realize that animal protein, something just wasn't right about it. And so this is when we were living in Panama. My wife and I and some friends had came to visit us. So we ended up going to an all-inclusive resort there. It was nice and fun. Got to spend some time on the beach, relaxing in the sun. But when it came to eating lunch, when all the restaurants was closed, they didn't have vegan options or even just plant-based options. So their salads had meat in it. Everything had some type of animal protein in it. And the restaurant, the kitchens wasn't open to actually prepare something fresh for us. So I was like, hey, it's just 2 days. You know, 2 days I've been doing good. At that time, I think I was down about 60 pounds. And I was like, look, I can eat a little bit of regular pizza here, eat a little hamburger here, some chicken nuggets and some fries, and I should be okay, because at the end of the day, it's still protein. And I still didn't have the understanding that I have now about what protein really is and also what it means to really be healthy. And so after I ate that, the next day, I just woke up aching. I was like all hunched over, my knees was aching. We walked to the beach and I was like, oh man, something is wrong. I don't know what happened, but something is wrong. It must be the weather. You know, when you're looking for those external sources, because you want to blame everything except what you've done the day prior. And so that's what I was doing. And then I ate the next day when I woke up stiff and everything and kind of cramping, had some joint pain, which was really weird because at that point I hadn't had joint pain for like 2 months. And if you've had joint pain and you wait, go 2 months without it, wow, it feels great. But then to have it again, you're like, oh, wait, something got to stop. I cannot live with this. And so then I ate another piece of the cheese pizza they had out for the lunch buffet. And just instantly, my stomach just started gurgling. Just something wasn't right. And I was like, wait, it has to be what I'm eating here. And so the next day when we went home, I was like, you know what? I have to cut all of this out. Let me go back to eating the clean way that I did of just eating plant-based protein. And so I went back and after a week of just eating plant-based protein, I felt good again. And I was like, wait, what is it about animal protein that's making me start having joint pain, making me feel stiff? And I just didn't feel good. My stomach was starting to churn. I was having issues like that using the bathroom. And so I started doing research. And this is what I learned from Dr. Garth Davis. He's one of the plant-based doctors that help patients lose weight. And it was in his book, Proteinaholic, and he explained how there's one key ingredient that is different from plant protein and animal protein. Animal protein, because it doesn't have fiber, when it breaks down in your gut, it actually becomes, it has a chemical that's processed called heme iron. And this chemical, it actually creates oxidative stress in the body. So it's just eating you away on the inside and you don't know it. However, when you're eating plant proteins, you don't get that heme iron built up because of the fiber that's in it. There's something science don't understand why yet completely, but it's the truth that whenever you eat animal protein, as it breaks down in your body, it becomes heme iron, which starts creating oxidative stress on your organs, your joints, and things like that. And when you're eating plant protein, it actually doesn't create it. It creates more, you're eating more antioxidants. So you're actually helping your body from relieving inflammation so you don't have all that joint pain and waking up stiffness and sore every morning. And so it was really, really interesting because I've never heard this from a doctor, no one. And it was my first time hearing it. And so that's why I wanted to share that with you today, because I think this is one of the real big myths and the lies that the diet industry is keeping from us about animal protein compared to plant protein. And so I hope you're really enjoying this this week of just sharing the lies of protein. Now, if you're really serious about you wanting to start losing weight, You want to, if you're just tired of making New Year's resolutions the same year, January 1st, I want to lose 5 pounds. I want to be bikini ready. I want to be in better shape for my wife. Or you just want to be in better shape so the women look at you. Look, just shoot me a message. Join the 7-day jumpstart. I'm going to take 7 days and I'm going to walk you through. This is the 7-day jumpstart to supercharge your weight loss. I'm going to show you each day. I'm going to break down one concept and explain to you exactly how you're going to be able to keep the weight off. You're going to, instead of losing weight, you're going to release the weight. And what I mean by that is you're going to have the weight released, let it go, and it's not going to come back. You will not have to worry about another New Year resolution being about weight loss again. You can actually start tackling other goals that are important in your life. So if you're interested and you're serious about this, just shoot me a message, let me know, and I'll add you to the list. Ciao.